recreational marijuana is legal in several states across the Mountain West, but the rules vary on native tribal lands. That makes it tricky for tribes to get into what is now a multi-billion dollar industry. Emma Gibson of the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
The sale of recreational marijuana in New Mexico began last April. In the months since, at least one dispensary has popped up in the nearly two dozen pueblos and tribal nations across the state.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Wopovi.
Hi, thank you.
Wopovi cannabis is relatively new to the Pueblo of Pewaukee, north of Santa Fe.
We have flowers, pre-rolls, edibles, some concentrates.
On opening day, nearly 500 people visited Wopovi, which means medicine flower in Tewa.
It's definitely a step ahead for the Pueblo man.
Oh, it's historic.
It's a huge step towards our sovereignty.
This activity is in a gray zone of sorts. Tribal lands are under federal law, which classifies the sale and possession of cannabis as illegal. Craig Quancello, the governor of the Pueblo of Picaris, says it's discriminatory.
Now that the state is a recreational state, I mean, we are still considered New Mexicans, but being a New Mexican living in Picaris, you're not allowed to engage in that.
The enforcement of federal policies flip-flopped under the Obama and Trump administrations. So some tribes may hesitate to open dispensaries or growing facilities within their own lands, especially since many enforcement decisions are left to U.S. attorneys across the region.
I think every state has their own stories of hearing of tribes trying to exercise sovereignty and then getting raided and having their crop burned or having, you know, the DEA come in and swoop in.
That's Rob Perro, the founder of the Indigenous Cannabis Industry Association.
Make them feel like they can't make these decisions on their own because they're going to be persecuted or held accountable by, you know, state or federal government.
The Pueblo of Picaris ventured into medical cannabis several years ago after New Mexico legalized it. Shortly after, their grove of about 30 plants was raided by the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs. No one in Picaris was prosecuted, but they lost their investment. Here's Picaris lawyer Richard Hughes reacting to the BIA.
They obviously have some special place in their hearts and souls for cannabis violations.
Both the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the U.S. Attorney for New Mexico declined interviews for this story. Tribes in Nevada have had a completely different experience. A state law passed in 2017 allows them to open their own cannabis stores. The Las Vegas Paiute Tribe's two dispensaries see as many as 4,000 customers a day. Chairwoman Darren Pete says the tribe has a great working relationship with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and other federal agencies.
I feel like the tribe's sovereignty has been strengthened in the process. The tribe has proven over and over in its ability to govern itself and act as a responsible governmental neighbor to other sovereigns.
She says the tribe is planning a large growing operation and isn't worried about the feds pushing back. New Mexico is trying to give state-level protections to some of its pueblos, too. Last spring, the governor signed intergovernmental agreements, or IGAs, with the pueblos of Pewaukee and Picaris to ease their entry into the recreational cannabis industry. But Rob Perro of the Indigenous Cannabis Association says given that tribes are considered sovereign, these agreements can be tricky.
It's tough because now you are kind of saying that the state can have a say in what you're doing because you've made an agreement to move forward together with it, as opposed to the tribes really don't have to do that.
But it could be an economic boon for tribes that don't have a casino to help bankroll public goods and services, says Picaris Governor Quancello.
I think the most meaningful thing about the IGA from our point of view is just for New Mexico to recognize our sovereignty and allow us to exercise our sovereignty.
He hopes the agreement will keep the feds out of Picaris's plans, like it has for other tribes. For Here and Now, I'm Emma Gibson.